From Balgoyle to Beaumont.
Community radio for Northeast Dublin. 90.3.
Near FM.
I am delighted to be joined now by Sean Moynihan, who is the CEO of Alone. We all know Christmas is a great time for getting together, everybody gathers, but some people don't have that. You know, they look out the window, they're there on their own, and you know, it can be a very lonely place and lonely time. So I'm delighted to be joined by Sean, who's going to offer us some advice on how we can help maybe this season. Hello, Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. Good morning. Delighted to be here.
Delighted to have you on. And it's unfortunate that we have to have a loan and that we have to have you know, services like yours, but unfortunately there are a lot of people who are out there and they're struggling at this time of year and they are on their own.
Absolutely. What we do is support older people to age at home. And obviously we help people with everything from housing to transport to health issues. But the biggest thing, I suppose, for us all year round is supporting older people who are lonely or who don't have the supports they need to age in the community. And I think none of us, you know, we all expect to get older. And we know maybe some things will change, and most older people are very active in the community. But the reality is, nothing prepares you possibly for the feelings or the health impact and the painfulness of a lonely or of being lonely and without the company and the emotional support you need.
Definitely. And I mean, I think we've all felt it through lockdown. We've all got a taste of it, not being able to be near our loved ones, you know, and having to be in isolation. But this is... Sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you're really right. I mean, loneliness and the anxiety and mental health impacts of that have touched a whole lot of people who up to now would never have experienced loneliness, and those who are already lonely, it has isolated them more. So I think that's a very valid observation.
Yes, definitely. And what services then do you provide, and how can people even come on board and help?
Well, look, very simply, we have a network of staff and volunteers across the country, but I'll just concentrate on the volunteering. We would have 6 or 8 phone services where we're ringing people, older people every day with, you know, with friendly calls, but also get up, get dressed, get moving, medication prompts, and generally also just having the time to talk to people every day. And that's run by volunteers. We ring several thousand people a week. We also, across the country, have the volunteers who visit older people, who have time. They start off meeting a social need, but end up meeting an emotional need. They also do practical supports and link older people into activities and also link them into social outlets that they might enjoy. So in doing that, we provide the time and the space and the company to people to make sure that they've got the supports they need to age and navigate what is a difficult winter and what is a difficult time at the moment.
And throughout the year, even, you know, the services that you offer, is it phone calls or befriending, or are there other services to get people even out of their homes?
Yeah, and that's what I suppose that's what the befriending and support is those volunteer visits, and then that encouragement to come out of the home. At the same time, what we do is we're always recruiting more volunteers. So if people are interested in volunteering, they can contact us and they might want to do the training and go to vet after Christmas. But on top of that, at this time of the year, the real thing we saw in COVID is the community. And we all have a role to play. And what we want to do is make sure nobody's left alone at Christmas. And that means whether there's somebody on your street, in your area, somebody's a distant relation, ultimately is making sure to reach out to them, to spend some time, to be supportive of people, of older people who are in your community that might need your help, your support, and the most valuable thing you can give is time.
Definitely, yes, yeah. And it's such a special gift to be able to give of your time, but it costs nothing, you know. And if you're surrounded by friends and family and cooking a big turkey and sitting down, remember somebody who's, you know, possibly not in the position to do that. They're on their own, and you know, they're probably going to have a TV dinner, as they call it. Are there any other supports with regards to Christmas Day itself?
For us on Christmas Day, we'll be out, our services, our phone lines where people can ring us for services or supports, never close. So we're open 365, 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening. And then on Christmas Day, we'll be out across the country delivering Christmas dinners, both our own and stuff that we do in partnership with everybody, so to make sure that anybody who contacts us doesn't get left without a Christmas dinner, but also somebody who visits. But I think it's not just about Christmas Day. It's about making sure to engage with the older people in your community that might value your time all year round, or just over the Christmas period, because ultimately we've got to understand that maybe somebody's gone old and maybe some frail and isn't getting out as much. So if they can't come out, we need to reach in.
Definitely. Recently, a colleague of mine did a lovely interview with someone from Friends of the Elderly, who do some similar work as to what you do. And when I was listening to the interview at the end, they were looking for volunteers straight away, because I was crying at this stage. Straight away I was on getting the application and to volunteer. And I suppose I had been carer for my mum for the last 5 years, and she just passed last Christmas. So maybe I'm feeling that, you know, I have time on my hands, and, you know, I don't have my own little older person to look after. So I'd like to give a bit, you know, so anybody can do it. Anybody who has even an hour or 10 minutes to drop in to your neighbour down the street.
And that's like, people can do it without the official organisation to mind communities. Yeah. But if they join up with people like ourselves, we'll match them with somebody in their community. Yes. And they can make a real difference in somebody's life. And all the sort of, and it's much more an emotional thing, but all the science of this is that people who volunteer and who visit people, actually it's really good for their own health. Yes. And every volunteer I've ever met always tells you they got as much out of it, if not more, than the older person that they visited. So it's a really positive thing to do. And the joy, what people's time bring, is joy, company, love. What it does is it tells and makes sure that people know we care, and that regardless of somebody's advanced ages, or if somebody has some frailty issues or some disability issues, that we're here to support them. And many of the people we visit do have family, but you know, on the far side, it's also good that older people have relationships other than just a family, and that they can maintain some of their, maximise their independence and maybe have some circle of friends.
That's it, definitely. You know, and it's also nice for them to be able to get out to things that would have people of their own age as well. You know, it's good for them to be able to mix and reminisce in that way, you know. But just to give a few moments just to think who on your road, your own street, you know, just who there may need a little bit of company, or a bit of shopping done, or, you know, just anything. Because as you say, they may have family, but they could be on the other side of the world, you know, and not able to visit on a regular basis. So just, you know, to think in that term, just think of somebody else. And you get so much joy out of giving. You know, the feeling is the same. You get the same rewards. So can we just remind our listeners of your website and the phone line where they can get in touch?
Well, the phone line is 0818 222 024, and it's, the website is alone.ie. So if there's any older person listening who needs any support, they can get us on that phone number. Or if there's anybody who's looking or interested in volunteering in the future, they can also get us on that phone number.
Great stuff. I'll be in touch, Sean.
Listen, that's brilliant, and we'd be delighted to have you, because ultimately is people they volunteering for us. I mean, I was talking to volunteers all the time, and the amount of joy they know that they bring, but at the same time, the amount of joy it brings them to be involved, to support their community and to support an individual. I think it's a powerful thing to get involved in. So we'd be delighted to hear from you and any of your listeners who might be interested.
Excellent. I wish you a very happy Christmas, Sean, and the best of luck with all the lovely work that you do. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you very
much
indeed. Much appreciated. Bye-bye.
Not at all. Take care. Now, there you go, alone.ie, if you want any information or if you want to get in touch and volunteer, or 0818 222 024. Give that a call, and I'm sure Sean would be delighted to hear from you. And you can just give a bit of company and a bit of support to somebody else who's not as fortunate as yourself to have lots of friends around them and be able to get out to see their friends this time with lockdown and everything. My goodness, having to stay indoors, it's a dreadful thing.
From Baldoyle to Beaumont,
community radio for Northeast Dublin, 90.3.
Near FM.